welcome back to the big movie. Yeah, so I'm smoking the last half of this joint. I ain't got no bar written this down, boys, girls. Yeah, but this time around, what I got is a joint and some whiskey, motherfucker. Cause that's how we do it up hell in the other fight, in the fucking mountains. What the fuck did I just say? That's how we do it up here in the fucking mountains. You heard? Heard. I heard that. Fucking A. What the fuck, bitch? So how's everyone doing? I hope good. You know? This will be my last podcast for a while. For maybe a... Maybe until just before Christmas. Because I'm going on a trip to Montana. So, there's that, yeah. I've got some work that needs to be done out there, and I got some shit that needs to be handled. So, I'm going to go out there and handle it, you know what I'm saying? Out in Montana. Fucking... Montanians are fucking people from Montana are probably like, what the fuck? Why are you saying all fucked up? You disrespect our state. No, it's not the case, motherfucker. I love your state. I would love to live in Montana. That'd be awesome. But, unfortunately, I have a wife. And she has a lot of power when it comes to making decisions like staying close to family when having children. I'm like, okay, get to what you're saying. Get to what you're saying. Makes sense. I hear you. And I love you. Fuck yeah. I'm actually kind of looking for it. This. Over the Montana. It's happening real soon. Only get 12 hours of hunting this fucking season, this coming weekend, and that's it. And then I have to fucking boogie over the Montana because I gotta handle some shit. So, but that's my business.
Not your business.
No offense, but I don't have to share everything. I do share a lot. More than probably I should, and more than people probably are comfortable with. But I don't tend to sugarcoat things. It kind of just, it's easier if you just lay it out and look at it. You go, yeah, yup, that's it. Just look at it. And you know that's what it is. Because that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I get to the ass end of a joint, it always tears me up, bro. Tears me up. Fuck. But it always gets me the most stoned when I smoke the whole thing to the nub, bro. Oh, I gotta take a swig of this fucking, what is this, straight wheat whiskey, aged 3 years. Dry fly. It's small batch, too, aged 3 years. It's pretty good shit. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, and it's from Washington State. Awesome. True American Farm to bottle whiskeys from Washington State. Right on. This shit's fucking good, by the way. Dry fly. I definitely recommend it. And I got this shit on my birthday. Well, not my birthday, but my birthday party. And that was on the 5th. Oh, shit. Fucking loud ass computer. That was on the 5th. Fucking September, another party, And so today is what, the 14th? I'm still working on this bottle, so it's fair to say I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Fucking over a month and I'm still working on it. What is? You know what I'm saying? But, fuck, dude, that's got. Whenever I get down to the point where the joint becomes a roach, I always tend to put that roach inside the bowl piece of the bong and smoke the last bit of that roach, and that just gets me fucking lit. So let's fucking do that. But before we do that, let's take a swig of this. Ooh. Yeah. Oh. I thought there was a giant crack in the bottle for a second. I was like, what the fuck? What happened? Ooh. We're good. Ooh, I might throw up, to be honest.
You never know. It's happened before.
I figured, hey, you know what? Fuck it. It's episode 69. I only got two joints. Well, technically, I only had a joint and a half left. Now I only have one left, which I'm saving for my trip. I'm saving it for when I'm on. My trip. My hunting trip. Because I just, not during the hunting, just, I think I'm going to do it the morning after hunting. The morning after hunting, the morning that I have to boogie to Montana in the morning, just before I hit the road, I'll smoke that last joint right there in the mountain, dude. And fucking, and then, yeah, I'll go from there. That's it, you know. I can't say what's going to happen after that. I know I'm going to hit the road, but, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what emotions I'm going to be feeling. I don't know, like, because I know the scenery, but I, but to be there. Physically and overlooking the landscape and just taking it all in, you know. And this part of Washington that I'm going to is it's a place close to home in my heart, because it's where a major part of my life, it's a big part of my life over there in that part of the state. And the main reason is because that's a lot of where my growing up happened. And it's a lot of where I learned some work ethic, you know, working on a farm, my grandma's farm. And it's a lot of bad memories too, you know, terrible memories because of the location of what went down and all that and who was involved, you know. Yeah. It's amazing. what life throws at you, you know? Life throws you some crazy shit, like just twisted curveballs, and you're like, man, wow. Like, wow. Like, and it doesn't have to be, like, you personally. It could be someone else that was affected by it, but that person that was affected, affected person because of that, because that's a loved one that is affected, it also affects you because of their pain, you know? And it's like, that just goes to show that we're all connected, you know what I mean? Like, if someone else, think about that. If we're looking at the planet, if we're looking at the planet Earth through a microscope, you know, and we see that someone, you know, passes away, and because of that, someone passing away, but you gotta think, you know, we look, I mean, we're just fucking dusts, specks of dusts in space, you know, so from a bigger, massive, you know, for someone to look at us through a microscope, they would have to be, you know, enormous. It'd be, we can't see, like, other dimension shit, you know, and if they'd be looking down at us, they would see that, if, like, oh, it's like seeing a cell die, like a cell, watching a cell die, but then watching the rest of the cells around it, like get, like ups, like just like be affected by the death of that cell, you know, like it just like it shrivels up or it gets sad, like it affects us. We, like, it just shows that we're all connected, and then. When you look at the big picture, the spectrum of everything, from the most smallest microscopic thing to the biggest and giantest star that's out there, that's fucking a million times bigger than our sun, right? And then the Big Bang, and then the fucking mushrooms, and the volcanoes, and the asteroids, and the dinosaurs and technology and humankind and fucking me talking to you and fucking, you know, everything that's happening, the fucking, the everything that's playing out right now, how it, like, you know, like, everything, it's all connected, like, my voice will reach out to ears and then, you know, it just, there's a connection to those ears that are listening. There has to be. Otherwise, it wouldn't keep it listening. I mean, that's, if 69 episodes in and I'm still getting listeners, I'm just saying, there's got to be something, right? There's got to be something. So, there's got to be connection somewhere. And we're all just human. I mean, we're all just human, man. You know? I mean, and what is human? Like, what are we? Like, we're destructive motherfuckers, dude. Like, we're smart, intelligent motherfuckers, but we're stupid at the same time. And we're so fucking ignorant and just, like, destructive, and I don't get it. Like, I could be destructive, too, but, like, I shoot, like, I'm not really destructive nowadays, to be honest. At least I aim not to be, you know? Like, why would I want to be destructive? Like, why? Why add to the chaos? If we all just fucking focus on being just good people, like, just being genuine good people, just, that's it. Just, and having a good time, and just laughing, and enjoying the good times. I miss the good times, man. These are not good times, unfortunately. That sucks to say. Fuck. And I'm podcasting. And this is awesome. Episode 69. Who would have thought? What the fuck? I never would have thought I would have been doing this for 69 fucking episodes. Ever. Not ever when I started. Fucking A. Cheers to that, cocksuckers. Cheers to all you cocksuckers out there. I know who you are. Cocksuckers. Ooh. Fucking A. Got some good ass whiskey. Woo! Yeah, so when I come back from Montana, it will be quite some time between this last smoke, well, the last smoke I will have on the mountain, and the next one. So, the next one, the next one will be episode 70. And that might be an interesting one, because who knows what might happen in that period of time, and I might come back with some stories to tell. You never know. You never know. I'm actually looking forward to it. I can't fucking wait. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited. And I've been planning for this trip for weeks, bro. Weeks, bro. I can't wait. This is my third year hunting. Yeah, this is my third year hunting. But this is my first time, like, going on my own, you know. Well, last two times I had two buddies with me. This time, I'm going on my own. I was going to have someone go with me, but they just couldn't make it. So, no big deal. But now I'm going on my first trip by myself in a location that I know, like the back of my hand, but it's the first time going hunting in that location. So, I'm looking forward to it. It is so exciting, and I cannot freaking wait. And I am packed and ready and loaded, and I'm just so ready, because I'm just looking forward to just getting out there, really. Just being in the outdoors, to be honest. And just being out there in familiar landscape, you know, that I know, and just because it's been years since I've been there, and it's a big part of my life being out there, and I can't wait, and oh my gosh, if I get something, oh my gosh, I will have to hustle to make sure that deer is taken care of officially, legally, and all that tagged and reported and all that. So I will have to do that and then hit the road as quickly and safely as possible. So yeah. But if not, no big deal. I mean, 12 hours, that's it. I mean, what can I get in 12 hours? It sucks because I'll have a whole season of hunting that I can do for the tags that I got, but unfortunately I'll be in Montana the whole time. And it, you know, it's funny because I'm going to a great state for hunting, but I don't have the funds to fund my hunting in Montana. So that's shitty. But, and I would have all my hunting gear with me because I would go straight from my hunting trip to Montana, you know. And yeah. Yeah. Shoot. Oh, there's Ginger. Scratching it over. You know what? I know what that means. That means it's time to go upstairs because my wife let her out to let me know it's time to go upstairs. So, I will go ahead and end it by letting her in. She's scratching the door again. bowl. Yep. Okay. So, I'm going to end it by finishing this last little bit of the whiskey that I have in the bottle. It's about, I'd say, almost 3 shots. 2.5, 3 shots, maybe 4. I don't know, dude. I'm being honest. I don't have a visual, obviously, because this is a podcast. And quite honestly, I like saving my face on the podcast because originally I was like, yeah, I do like Joe Rogan with the video and all that, but you know, fuck that, man. I ain't gonna do that shit. I'm just gonna fucking do it like this because it's fuck it. You know, I like it like this. It's like a form of privacy in its own way, you know. But I do have a Snapchat. Yep, I do. And if you want to see that, I think it's Stony Baloney. So yeah, it's like Stony hyphen Baloney, I think. Yeah. Pretty sure that's what it is. Fuck, I'm pretty sure this is at least... at least 3 shots. This has got to be at least 3 shots. Left. That's a lot. That's, for me, that's a lot, man. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if we could do that. But it doesn't look like a lot when it's flat, just level on the table, because it's only like half inch tall in the bottle. But when you tilt it at an angle, you're looking at it, you're like, yeah, that's looking like probably 3 shots. But fuck it. Let's give it a shot. Normally, I don't drink on my episodes. And I did finish that bottle. And the reason why I decided to drink on this episode is because this is a pinnacle moment in my life. You know what I mean? Like, no one knows exactly what I mean but me. But to me, I know this is a pinnacle moment in my life. And just, I'll be honest, bro. Forgot what I was saying. This is fucked up, but I forgot what I was saying. Hold on, let me get this cough out, and then I'll get back on track. Ah, there we go. Let me check the time, because you know how it goes when you fucking record for fucking 60 minutes. Okay, we're good. But, well, fuck, what was I saying? Alright, I need to get back on track. Shoot. I'm sorry, folks. But yeah, I don't drink very often. Oh, yeah, 69. Back to it. All right. So, like I said, I don't drink very often. And since I don't drink very often, and I don't drink on the podcast quite often, like, I don't think I ever have, to be honest. I mean, I probably was sipping on a beer in a couple of them, but I wasn't, like, I was never really drunk, you know? You know, it was a social beer sip, you know? And I wasn't really into the drinking, you know, I was more into the smoking, but, freaking 69, episode 69, why not drink, you know, like, and it's just, you know, it's that dirty 69, drink and smoke, 69. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Finish that bottle. Fuck yeah. Oh. It's funny. Wow. Fuck. Alright. You know what? I've kept you guys for way too long. I'm so sorry. But I've gotta go. Because my wife is wondering where I'm at because dinner is probably almost ready. Or is ready. But I love you guys, and I thank you so much for listening. I can't ask for a better audience. I appreciate all of you guys. And I wish the best for everyone.